June's going to come and bring us our reading now, which is from John chapter 13, beginning at verse 1, on page 1081.
Jesus washes his disciples' feet. It was just before Pentecost Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel round his waist. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part in me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not everyone was clean." When he'd finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Fred's going to come and share with us this morning.
First of all, some of you know I'm not a very great speaker, but we'll see what we can find. I chose that Bible reading this morning that June read to us before Jeff Gill came to speak a fortnight ago. And before Chris told me he was going to have a communion service this morning, and yet it all seems to fit together. Because Jeff, for those of you who weren't here, Jeff used John chapter 12, and then I was looking at John chapter 13. And I was thinking about Jesus and who he was. We sung in that hymn, "From heaven he came, helpless babe." And he came into the world as a baby. But Jesus existed long, long before that. And John tells us in chapter 1 of his gospel, it starts off, "In the beginning was the Word." The Word was Jesus, we understand from Scripture. He was with God and he was God. Part of the Trinity. Not that I really understand how the Trinity works, but part of the Trinity. So John tells us also that all things were made through him. So from that we see that Jesus is God and that he created all things. And if we look at the first chapter of Genesis, that tells us that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then it goes on in verses 3 to 25, it tells us the order in which things were made. And then as we carry on into verse 26, it says, "Let us make man in our image." Jesus was there at the beginning, and he created all things. He created this world and all that is in it, and he created man. He wasn't in the image of man in the beginning. This was before time. Jesus was there in eternity before the world began. And God saw in verse 20, in 31, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. A world without sin, but very soon Adam disobeyed and sin came into the world. And so Jesus, who was far greater, superior to anything that was created, even man, and is still greater than anything created today. John, in chapter 1. And yet he came to earth as a man, to live as a man, to show us how to live, and eventually to die for our sins. And we read in, I wasn't going to look at all chapter 13 of John, but we find there that Jesus knew who he was, and that God had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God. And that is part of the Trinity. He was God, and yet he'd come from God. In those days, when chapter 13, that we were in Bible times, when people walked distances, the feet would become dusty and dirty. And it was the custom at that time for a servant, a lowly servant, to wash the feet of the guests when they came. Not the job of the host. And yet the creator of the world and all that we have washed his disciples' feet. What a wonderful Saviour we have. And so he goes on to tell them, "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done." That's in verse 13. to 17. That if your Creator, your Teacher, your Lord stoops down to wash your feet, then that's an example of humility, an example for us that no matter how important we are or we think we are, we must be prepared to do the lowly and menial tasks for our brothers and sisters, and to help promote the gospel. Jesus' commitment to you and me and to this sad world was to come and live as a man and to eventually to die on Calvary. Jeff reminded us in his message a fortnight ago that Jesus went through a false trial and was a crown of thorns was put on his head, and he was beaten, and eventually he was crucified in our place because we are all sinners because of Adam's sin in the first place, and man has continued down the centuries to disobey and to reject God. And so Jesus died to pay the penalty for our sins and the sins of the world. In Acts we find the last words of Jesus before he ascended back to heaven. Jesus said to his disciples, his followers, before he ascended into heaven, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses." And that was what they went on to do. If we read in Acts, after the day of Pentecost, they went out and told people about Jesus, about who he was and what he had done, that he died for their sins. And it wasn't long before they were being persecuted, and yet they carried on spreading the gospel. Some of them were put in prison, some were stoned to death. First one that we read of was Stephen. Some were executed, and yet they continued to spread the message of the gospel to the people round about them. And Jesus said to them, "You will receive power, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and the places round about, and then to the whole world." And if we think of others going on from what we've got in the Bible, we see people spreading the gospel and yet being persecuted. Even to today, we see it in other countries, but we see it in this country as well, of people being persecuted for getting up and preaching the gospel. preaching God's word, and yet it's the job of every Christian, and I think this is a challenge for me in particular, but for all of us, that do our lives show Jesus in the way that we live, and do we tell others about the way of salvation? We were talking on Thursday night, the Bible study, that in some ways our country today is very much like the time of Acts, when people, I know it's a totally different way of life in many ways, but people didn't know anything about Jesus, about God, and so they were going out into a world who had no idea what they were talking about, and some believed and some persecuted them. And our nation, when I remember, and I'm sure a lot of you will remember, we were taught about the Bible at school, and children went to Sunday school, even if they belonged to families that didn't have anything to do with church. So people knew about something about Jesus. But today there are people out there that know absolutely nothing about Jesus today. And so it's our job as Christians in some way to pass on that message of Jesus' way of salvation, forgiveness of sins, to the people round about us. And I trust and pray that each one of us will do our part and be humble as well, like Jesus, be willing to do the menial things in order to win people for him. I was going to read a few verses that we found that Paul wrote to the Philippians, we looked at on Thursday night, which tells us again of who Jesus was. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Jesus was committed to come and die for us. Let us be committed to do our part in telling others of his love.